from the Gaelic Life, and Michael McMullen now joining us on the line. Michael, first of all, before we talk the other matches, it's Donegal against Derry in the prelim quarter and the prelim round.
Here, it doesn't make the day job any more attractive, Kieran. Ulster champions away from home, and new rules and no McKenna Cup and all those things. So that's my first thoughts on it. So a really tough draw, but the only thing I would say from a Derry side of things is whatever stage they do get their manager in place, it shouldn't lack motivation, because they were completely hammered by Donegal last year. So, but there's a lot of water to go under the Derry bridge first before you'd even think about Ballybuffet, to be honest.
Yeah. Just speaking, we're going to talk about the Derry job in just a second, Michael. Looking ahead to the rest of the Ulster Championship draw, Antrim against Armagh, Tyrone against Cavan, Fermanagh against Down. Now, the semi-finals is Tyrone or Cavan will take on Antrim or Donegal, with the winners of the Donegal-Derry match taking on Monaghan in the quarter-final. So the semi-final will be Donegal, Derry, Monaghan against Fermanagh or Down. So the winners of Donegal, Derry will be confident of reaching an Ulster final. Is that a fair statement, Michael?
Well, you've got Monaghan in with a new manager. I remember Monaghan coming to Celtic Park a couple of years ago and drawing with Derry 14-all. So they're never easy knocked out in the championship. But then, as you say there, there's a potential Tyrone and Armagh pairing on the other side of the draw. So I suppose whenever you look at it like that, It's maybe the most even Ulster Championship draw there's been in a while, I think, to be honest. But I suppose the only other thing I would say, Kieran, on that is what sort of level of motivation do counties go into the Ulster Championship with next year? Because it's obviously the structure is very different. But you'd imagine Armagh will be hell-bent on winning it. I know they won Sam, but they haven't won Ulster, so maybe they'll have a wee bit of an added sort of incentive there. But I suppose from the Highland side of things, the Derry Donegal one's definitely mouthwatering in round one. So, but you know, it'll not be long until the 7th of December where teams are training, and Derry's very much a long, long way off at this point, whereas the Donegal County Final's on tomorrow, and after that Jim will know exactly who he wants to call up, and there's that wee bit further ahead at this stage. But we'll see what the magic word is for Derry's manager over the next few weeks.
Donegal, Jim McGuinness, in his second year at the helm and a second campaign back for Donegal, remember losing against Galway last year. Talk to us about Derry, Michael. Still no manager appointed at the Oakleaf County. We did hear the former Donegal footballer Carl Lacey being linked to the job earlier on today. And any inkling on when the Derry manager will be announced?
Absolutely no idea. The last I heard sort of unofficially was that there was a new selection committee put together, and I think I heard the word phrase square one mentioned, so that in itself doesn't sound very promising. And I think there's just been so much speculation. Like, you had Mark Doran, you had Rory Gallagher, Malachy O'Rourke, and you mentioned Carl Lacey. There's just been so many names, and it's really uncertain. And to be honest with you, the people of Derry are frustrated. They're frustrated because they need something in place. And it's probably even the fact that we're talking about the draw, Kieran, and there's no manager, that says it all. Like, I'm heading to Oneleg now to club championship, and it'll dominate the conversation, you know, what's happening. But I would have often thought that it wasn't as big a deal. But when you remember what happened in Down a few years ago, where James McCartan had to come in at the last minute, and then, as I said earlier, potentially new rules, no McKenna Cup, and now Donegal in the first round. So whoever comes in, it's a really, really tough start. But to answer your question, there's no smoke of any kind at Oneleg at the minute. So that's a frustrating thing from this side of things.
We'll certainly watch that one of interest, Michael. Michael, before we let you go elsewhere, we did mention elsewhere in the Ulster Championship, Antrim against Armagh, Tyrone against Cavan, and Fermanagh against Down. And as we said, the winners of the Donegal Derry match will take on Monaghan. Talk to us about the other counties there, Michael, and you look at Fermanagh, Down, Cavan, Antrim. Is there any one of those sides to put up a surprise this year? And if there was one of those sides to get a run in the Championship, who do you think is best equipped?
Well, if you're looking at the draw, you have to say that Down would be a team that you would be looking out for. Like, they were very close to Chinnan Armagh last year, and they had a system. And to be fair, a lot of people sort of threw muck at Down for what they did last year, but for me, they did it right. They realised they had a system of play that could have beat Armagh. And from chatting to Kieran Mina maybe just a couple of weeks ago, he was saying like they were absolutely devastated. They fully believed they would win that game. So now they're back. They've got the Tilton Cup, and you would imagine, Kieran, that they'll put a massive emphasis on the Ulster Championship. I think they should, to be honest. And they're probably the team I'll be watching out for, you know, as a sort of potential dark horse. But then Malik York goes into Tyrone. That changes a lot. And, you know, they've had something like 3 under-20 teams in the last decade that have won All-Irelands. And by their nature, Tyrone have a massive pick of players. You know, does he go for Paul Donaghy, you know, to come back into the panel? Does Mark Bradley answer the phone to him? All that sort of stuff. So, and as much as Sam is the big prize, where people in Tyrone will be talking about, surely they'll be thinking about Ulster. And imagine an Ulster final with potentially Tyrone versus Derry or Donegal. So there's a lot of possibilities in there. And probably just looking down at the draw, aside from Derry and Donegal, you probably would imagine that the Tyrone-Cavan match would be a big game. Maybe bearing in mind what happened last year with extra time. But to sum it all in a sentence, after you talked about the draw, it'll all come down to how much emphasis each county puts on the provincial championships. That'll tell a lot this year, because it's the first year where they've really been at it after the restructure. So, and to see how important it is versus the National League. Because the National League, we all know what happened last year in the National League. It meant absolutely nothing. And it did the year before with Mayo. So we'll have to see. But at least it gives teams a wee bit of focus now.